Bob Marley, A Reluctant Messiah. In the heart of rural St. Anne's Parish, Jamaica, on February 6, 1945, a legend was born. His name was Robert Nesta Marley, and his extraordinary life began amidst a unique blend of backgrounds. With a British father, middle-aged and white heritage, and a young black Jamaican mother from the local community, Bob's early years were shaped by contrasting influences. While his father played a minimal role in his life, Bob found solace and affection from his mother, Sadella, and his grandfather, Amara, known as a revered shaman and medicine man. Amara's presence held great sway over young Bob. Their bond grew strong in the 9 Mile High Country, where Bob would dutifully assist his grandfather with chores, tending the land, and caring for livestock. However, Bob's world took a dramatic turn when his father made a demand that would alter his trajectory forever. At the tender age of 5, he was uprooted from his idyllic Blue Mountain home and the protective embrace of his grandfather. The destination? Kingston, Jamaica's bustling capital city. Supposedly for schooling purposes, Bob's father took him to Kingston only to abandon him on the city streets. It was a daunting experience for a young boy, a 5-year-old, a time of uncertainty and fear. Yet fortune smiled upon him as someone recognized him and reported back to his worried mother in 9 Mile. Bob was found wandering the streets of Trenchtown, a neighborhood in Kingston. Safely returned to the nurturing care of his mother, grandfather, and friends, Bob enjoyed a period of stability until the age of 12. This time, it was his mother who decided to relocate to Kingston. They moved in with Bunny Livingston's father, a close friend of Bob's and a future member of Bob's band, the Wailers. Life in Kingston proved challenging for Bob, as his light skin made him feel like an outsider, neither fully accepted by the black nor the white communities. To delve deeper into Bob's captivating journey, I highly recommend reading Roger Steffens' book, So Much Things to Say. Steffens offers firsthand accounts from those who were closely connected to Bob throughout his life. A particular interest in the book's exploration of how Bob, even in difficult circumstances, gravitated towards mentors and collaborators who played instrumental roles in realizing his dreams. Undoubtedly, it was Bob's unwavering passion and resolute belief in his mission that propelled him forward, ultimately elevating him to a level of social influence few cultural icons have ever attained. I refer to Bob as a reluctant messiah because I believe he arrived in this world with grand intentions, aiming to positively transform our societal order. Some individuals enter this realm with a clear purpose, and Bob was undoubtedly one of them. It's not far-fetched to suggest that he deliberately chose the circumstances of his birth and early life, carefully constructing the narrative and acquiring the necessary tools to accomplish his mission. His mission was intricately interwoven with the paradigm shift of the 1960s and 70s, an era defined by social change. With his mixed African and Anglo-European heritage, Bob found himself straddling two worlds, belonging to neither black nor white. Throughout his life, he embraced his African roots, as I believe he was destined to contribute to the eradication of racial discrimination. Although Jamaica, his birthplace, boasted cultural diversity, it only gained independence from British rule in 1962, during Bob's formative teenage years. It was in 1963 that Bob recorded his first record, Judge Not, written by Claude Gray, an American country and western singer. It marked the inception of his extraordinary musical journey. Judge Not, although it failed to make waves during its release, carried a message that resonated far beyond its time. Bob Marley had already endured a tumultuous journey, transitioning from the abundant serenity of his countryside upbringing, embraced by nature's magnificence, to the unforgiving concrete jungle of Trenchtown in Kingston. Despite his reserved nature as a teenager, as shared by the sources in Steffens' book, Bob had an uncanny ability to attract the attention and support of influential figures like Joe Higgs, who would later become his esteemed mentor and vocal coach, shaping the path for Bob and the future Wailers. Emerging from the fertile soil of cultural change in the explosive 1960s, Bob Marley stands as a towering figure, demonstrating the profound impact music can wield. He was no mere purveyor of catchy tunes. His compositions were vessels for a philosophy of life. Each song he crafted carried potent social commentary, urging people to never relinquish hope, to persevere in the face of adversity. Marley's pursuit of fame and fortune was overshadowed by his burning desire to propel his mission forward. Always aware of the brevity of his time on this earth, indeed, he had so much to say. Marley's messages, infused into the very fabric of his music, continue to reverberate through the world, transforming lives to this day. His humble beginnings and arduous youth provided the backdrop for him to paint his message, reaching those who needed it most. While many would view such circumstances as insurmountable barriers to success, plagued by poverty, fear, and hopelessness, Marley's message resounded with an unwavering belief in a brighter future. He beckoned individuals to keep the flame of hope alive, acknowledging the struggles while illuminating the path to a better life for those who possessed hope and determination. So while they fight you down, stand firm and give Jah thanks and praises. This universal message, reminiscent of the teachings of great spiritual and cultural leaders, emphasized the inherent worth and boundless potential within each individual. All that was required was the audacity to dream and believe in the possibility of a better future. Bob arrived at just the right moment, a time when the fight against oppression and racism surged across the globe. His resonant voice became a driving force in this collective struggle, offering a message of hope and possibility that celebrated the significance of every human being. The fact that he transcended the confines of the third world to become an international superstar magnified the potency of his message. Among his repertoire, the song One Love encapsulated his message with unparalleled brilliance. It merged the essence of love and faith with joyous, uplifting music, an anthem rooted in a spiritual perspective. Give thanks and praises to the Lord, and I will feel all right. Let's get together and feel all right. Through his music, Bob Marley ignited a revolution of the soul, harnessing the power of rhythm and lyrics to uplift and inspire. His profound impact endures, a testament to the indomitable spirit of one man and the timeless resonance of his message. Among the treasure trove of Bob Marley's songs, one composition stands out as profoundly significant. Though it may appear as a pleasant, upbeat tune on the surface, it carries within it a powerful programming for our remarkable biocomputer brains. This song, titled Three Little Birds, mirrors parables found in biblical and spiritual texts, using the birds as exemplars of living rightly. These birds simply exist. They embrace life, and all is well. We have previously explored the destructive nature of fear and worry. The law of attraction dictates that if we focus on fear and worry, we shall attract more of it. One of Jesus' most reiterated teachings is fear not. Similarly, the message of this song is don't worry. Everything is going to be all right. It encapsulates hope in its purest form, a simple, uplifting melody. Thanks to the temporal and technological context of the era, Bob Marley succeeded in embedding his concise and direct mental programming code into the hearts and minds of millions, reaching every corner of the planet. Let us hope that multitudes receive this message and embrace it wholeheartedly, for it holds the power to transform our world into a better place. Don't worry, everything is going to be all right. The two songs, One Love and Three Little Birds, encapsulate all the guidance and vision one needs for a joyful existence. This is why I refer to Bob Marley as a reluctant messiah. His intention was not to become an international superstar. Rather, he possessed a profound message that he yearned to share with the world. Driven by an unwavering passion, he understood that his time on earth would be fleeting. Despite surviving an assassination attempt and embarking on extensive global travels, he was ultimately brought down by an old injury to his big toe. The irony lies in the fact that a few toe stubs led to the culmination of his journey. These injuries eventually manifested as cancer, a diagnosis that remained concealed until it was too late for intervention. Fueled by the encouragement of those around him, he valiantly fought against the ailment, exploring both traditional and exotic treatments to no avail. On May 11, 1981, at the age of 36, Bob Marley passed away en route to Jamaica. His funeral and tributes befitting a king were held, but most importantly, his message, akin to his spirit, continued to thrive, propelling that positive evolution of consciousness and reshaping perceptions within our global community. Here are some final words from Nesta Robert Marley. Unity is the world's key, and racial harmony. Until the white man stops calling himself white, and the black man stops calling himself black, we will not see it. All the people on earth are just one family. Life, it's life we deal with, no death. He that sees the light and knows the light shall live. When the time comes, people will seek the truth in all things. They get it when they're ready to hear it. Man can't do without God. Just like you thirsty, you have to drink water. You just can't do without God. I pledge to work for righteousness. God's given me inspiration. So me personally, as a man, is nothing without the inspiration of Jah. Bob Marley, from In His Own Words, compiled by Ian McCann. Culmination of Bob Marley's musical legacy lies in the final track of his Uprising album, which coincidentally marked his last studio release during his lifetime. Redemption Song couldn't have been a more fitting choice. Redemption, in its essence, entails the act of saving or being saved from sin, error, or evil. Embodies synonyms such as salvation and absolution. Each lyric within this song carries a profound and significant final message from the reluctant Messiah himself. These words encapsulate a central theme that reverberates throughout these pages. Emancipate yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds.